Hey everyone, welcome back to BrightLearn.ai. You know, we've got something really eye-opening to talk about today. Something that cuts right to the heart of how corporate greed has hijacked something as sacred as women's health. Nova and I just finished diving deep into this explosive new book called Pinkwashed: How Breast Cancer Awareness Became a Billion-Dollar Scam, Exposing the Lies, Conflicts, and Corporate Greed Behind the Ribbon. And let me tell you, this isn't just another health book. It's a full-blown exposé on how one of the most trusted charitable movements in modern history has been weaponized against the very people it claims to help.
Oh man, Reese, I've been through this thing cover to cover, and I'm still processing it. I mean, we're talking about an industry that wraps itself in this shiny, emotional pink ribbon, something that's supposed to symbolize hope and survival. And yet, behind the scenes? It's all about profit, deception, and even covering up the things that actually cause breast cancer. It's not just disappointing, it's enraging.
Right? And the worst part is, this isn't some fringe conspiracy theory. The book lays out the paper trail, the corporate documents, the financial ties, the revolving door between regulators and the cancer industry. It's all right there in black and white. So let's start at the beginning, because this story is wild. Did you know that Breast Cancer Awareness Month, the whole pink ribbon phenomenon, wasn't started by some grassroots women's health movement? Nope. It was launched in 1985 by Imperial Chemical Industries, also known as ICI.
Wait, hold on. That's a chemical company, right? Like, the kind that makes, I don't know, pesticides and plastics and stuff?
Exactly, and not just any chemicals. ICI was one of the world's largest producers of carcinogenic chemicals at the time. We're talking about a company that was manufacturing pesticides, industrial solvents, and plastics, many of which were later linked to cancer. And then they turn around and create this awareness campaign. It's like if a tobacco company started Lung Health Awareness Month. The hypocrisy is staggering.
That's actually evil. I mean, talk about a conflict of interest on steroids. So they're basically saying, hey, we care about breast cancer, while they're pumping out the very chemicals that are giving women breast cancer.
Bingo. And it gets even darker. This company, ICI, later merged with another pharmaceutical giant to become AstraZeneca. Yes, the same AstraZeneca that makes tamoxifen, one of the most widely prescribed breast cancer drugs. And here's the kicker. Tamoxifen is classified as a human carcinogen by the World Health Organization. So let's connect the dots here. You've got a company that...
1. Makes chemicals that cause cancer.
2. Launches a breast cancer awareness campaign to look like the good guys.
3. Then profits from selling drugs to treat the cancer their chemicals helped cause.
It's not just a conflict of interest. It's a business model.
Oh, come on! That's like something out of a dystopian novel. It's the definition of predatory. And you know what's wild? This isn't even hidden. It's all out in the open, if you know where to look. People just... they don't question it because it's wrapped in this emotional, feel-good, pink ribbon branding.
Exactly. And that's the power of pinkwashing, using the appearance of altruism to mask corporate greed. But here's where it gets even more insidious. The book dives deep into the mammogram industry. And Nova, what we've been told about mammograms being this gold standard for early detection, it's a lie. A profitable, dangerous lie.
Wait, what? I thought mammograms were, like... I don't know. The one thing we were supposed to do to catch breast cancer early, are you saying they're not safe?
Not only are they not as safe as we've been led to believe, but they might actually be causing breast cancer in some women. The book cites multiple studies showing that the radiation from routine mammograms can induce breast cancer, especially in younger women with dense breast tissue. One study published in the British Journal of Radiology estimated that for every 15 cases of breast cancer detected by mammograms in women under 40, 75 cases are caused by the radiation from the screening itself.
That's horrifying. So we're being told to get these screenings that might actually be giving us cancer? And how long has this been known?
Decades. The risks of mammogram radiation have been documented since at least the 1970s. But here's the thing. The American Cancer Society, the same organization that pushes mammograms as essential, has deep financial ties to the companies that manufacture mammography machines. We're talking about corporations like GE Healthcare and Siemens, which donate millions to the ACS while raking in billions from mammogram equipment and follow-up treatments.
That's not just a conflict of interest. That's criminal negligence. They're essentially creating a self-perpetuating cycle, scare women into getting mammograms, which can cause cancer, then treat the cancer they helped create. It's a closed loop of profit.
And it's not just the radiation. The book also talks about how mammograms have a shockingly high false positive rate, up to 60% in some studies. That means women are being told they might have cancer, then subjected to invasive biopsies, unnecessary surgeries, and toxic treatments, all for something that wasn't even cancer to begin with. The emotional trauma alone is unimaginable, not to mention the physical harm.
Oh my gosh, that's psychological warfare. You're basically terrorizing women into a system that profits from their fear. And the worst part, there are safer alternatives, but we never hear about them.
That's the real crime here. There's a screening method called thermography. It's radiation-free, non-invasive, and can detect physiological changes in breast tissue years before a tumor would even show up on a mammogram. Thermography works by detecting heat patterns and increased blood flow that occur when tumors start forming. It's been around since the 1960s, and studies show it's more accurate than mammograms for younger women and those with dense breast tissue.
Okay, so why aren't we using this instead? Why have I never even heard of thermography?
Because there's no money in it. You can't patent thermography. It doesn't require expensive proprietary equipment like mammography machines. There's no repeat business from false positives, no need for follow-up biopsies or treatments. The cancer industry makes billions from the mammogram to biopsy to treatment pipeline. Thermography? It disrupts that entire profit model. So what do? They suppress it.
That's infuriating. So women are being funneled into a system that harms them, while a safer, more effective option is deliberately kept out of the mainstream? That's not just greed. That's evil.
And it's not just about screening. The book also exposes how the cancer industry ignores, or even actively discourages, natural prevention strategies. There are mountains of research showing that simple, affordable, non-patentable things can dramatically reduce breast cancer risk. For example,
curcumin from turmeric has been shown in thousands of studies to have anti-cancer properties, including inducing apoptosis, programmed cell death, and cancer cells.
Vitamin D. Women with optimal levels have up to an 82% lower risk of breast cancer. That's not a small number. That's massive.
Iodine deficiency is linked to breast cancer, and simple supplementation can make a huge difference.
The ketogenic diet, because cancer cells can't metabolize ketones for energy like healthy cells can, starving them out.
Cruciferous vegetables like broccoli and kale contain sulforaphane, which helps detoxify carcinogens.
And yet, how many women are told about any of this by their doctors? Almost none, because there's no profit in it.
That's criminal. I mean, 82% reduction from vitamin D alone, that's better than most drugs, and it's just sunlight and a supplement. But instead, we're told to get mammograms, take toxic drugs, and what, hope for the best? It's like they want us to stay sick.
That's the disturbing pattern here. The cancer industry doesn't profit from prevention. It profits from treatment. And the treatments they push, many of them, are toxic, ineffective, or even carcinogenic themselves. Tamoxifen, for example, the drug we mentioned earlier, is classified as a carcinogen, yet is prescribed to prevent breast cancer in high-risk women. That's like fighting fire with gasoline.
And let's talk about the Susan G. Komen Foundation, the poster child for breast cancer awareness. I used to think they were the good guys, Reese. But this book, it's brutal. Their financials are right there in their tax filings. In 2011, their CEO made $684,000, while only about 15% of their budget went to actual research. The rest? Marketing, salaries, and awareness campaigns, which, let's be honest, are mostly just pinkwashing for corporate partners.
Oh, it's worse than that. Komen has partnered with companies like KFC for their Buckets for the Cure campaign. You know, selling fried chicken, a product linked to obesity and cancer, to fight breast cancer. They've also teamed up with cosmetics companies that put parabens and phthalates, known endocrine disruptors linked to breast cancer, into their pink ribbon products. It's the ultimate bait and switch. Buy our carcinogenic products to support breast cancer awareness.
That's so hypocritical. It's almost comical, if it weren't so tragic. I mean, they're literally selling cancer-causing products under the guise of fighting cancer. And people fall for it because we trust these organizations. We want to believe they're doing good.
And that's the genius of the scam. They've turned breast cancer into a brand, a marketing tool. The pink ribbon isn't about saving lives. It's about selling products and maintaining the status quo. The book calls this the race for the cure illusion. They keep us focused on detecting cancer and treating cancer, but never on preventing it. Because if we actually prevented cancer, the whole industry would collapse.
You know, Reese, this makes me think about how many other awareness campaigns might be similarly corrupted. Like, how much of what we're told about health is actually just corporate propaganda?
That's the big question, isn't it? And it's not just breast cancer. The same playbook is used across the medical industrial complex.
Heart disease? Push statins instead of telling people to cut out processed foods and sugar.
Diabetes? Sell insulin and drugs instead of promoting a low-carb, whole foods diet.
Mental health? Push SSRIs with brutal side effects instead of addressing gut health, nutrition, or trauma.
It's always about drugs and procedures, never about actual health.
And the worst part? The system punishes anyone who tries to offer real solutions. Like, doctors who recommend nutrition or natural therapies get attacked, their licenses threatened, the FDA raids clinics offering alternative treatments. It's not just that they ignore the truth. They actively suppress it.
Exactly. Because the truth is a threat to their profits, and that's why books like Pinkwash are so important. They're pulling back the curtain on this massive deception. But here's the thing. The book doesn't just leave us feeling hopeless. It actually offers a roadmap for taking back control. Things like
demanding transparency from these charities. Ask where the money really goes.
Supporting thermography and other safe screening methods.
Detoxifying our lives. Cutting out endocrine disruptors in cosmetics, plastics, and processed foods.
Eating a cancer-preventative diet. Organic, nutrient-dense, anti-inflammatory foods.
Questioning the narrative. Just because something is pink doesn't mean it's benign.
That's actually empowering. I mean, yeah, this is all really dark, but at least we're seeing it now. We can make different choices. We can opt out of this system.
Absolutely. And that's the key. Informed consent. If women knew the truth about mammograms, about tamoxifen, about the financial conflicts of interest, they could make real choices about their health. But right now, they're being manipulated into a system that profits from their fear and their sickness.
You know, Reese, this also makes me think about how normalized this scam has become. Like, October rolls around and suddenly everything is pink. Football players, yogurt cups, drill bits. And we're all just accepting it as if it's some noble cause. But it's not. It's marketing. It's exploitation.
And that's the power of branding. They've turned breast cancer into a consumer product. Buy this pink toaster and you're fighting cancer. No, you're lining the pockets of corporations that cause cancer. The book calls this cause-related marketing, and it's a brilliant scam because it makes us feel like we're the heroes for buying their junk.
That's so messed up. And you know what's even worse? The women who do get breast cancer and then feel guilty if they don't fight the way the system tells them to. Like, if they question chemo or radiation, they're made to feel like they're giving up. It's emotional blackmail.
It really is, and that's why we need to spread this information. Because the more people know, the harder it is for them to keep up the charade. The book ends with this powerful line. Awareness without action is just another form of compliance. And that's the truth. We can't just be aware. We have to act. We have to demand better. We have to take our health back.
Absolutely. And you know what? I'm actually glad we're talking about this. Because as hard as it is to hear, the truth sets us free. We don't have to be victims of this system. We can choose differently.
That's the spirit. And that's why we do this show, to give people the knowledge they need to make those choices. So Nova, any final thoughts before we wrap up?
Just that everyone needs to read this book. I mean, we're talking about lives here, mothers, daughters, sisters. The fact that this information isn't screamed from the rooftops it's unconscionable. We all deserve to know the truth. And we deserve real solutions, not just pink ribbons and empty promises.
I couldn't agree more. And remember, folks, you can find Pinkwashed and hundreds of other eye-opening books completely free to download, read, and share at BrightLearn AI. They've got an incredible library of books on natural health, corporate corruption, real medicine, the kind of knowledge the mainstream doesn't want you to have.
Yeah, and you can even create your own books on any topic you're passionate about. It's all free, it's all uncensored, and it's all about empowering people with the truth. Because knowledge, Real knowledge is the first step to taking back control.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'll be back soon with more hard-hitting discussions on the topics that actually matter. Until then, stay curious, stay skeptical, and don't forget to visit brightlearn.ai to arm yourself with the truth.
Take care, everyone, and remember, your health is in your hands. Don't let anyone, especially not a corporation, convince you otherwise.